The zebra, one of nature's most graceful creatures. Roaming free in Africa, they have many predators, but by far their greatest enemy is man. Years of senseless slaughter have reduced their number so drastically, the zebra has become an endangered species. You can save them. Please send your cash donations, no matter how small, to the Zebra Appeal. How will your money help? With it, we will be able to arm the zebra so they can shoot back. With M1 rifles, automatic handguns, and special training, we will help the zebra to help themselves. Thank you. Cliché!
Welcome to Cliché, starring Carol Heyman, Nick Maloney, Simon Malloy, and Brian Southwood. Meanwhile, in the Batcave, Batman and Robin are working out the Joker's next move.
Holy smoke, Batman! The Joker's got us this time!
Yes, Robin, and he knows it. We've got to recover that uranium hall before Gotham City becomes contaminated!
Holy mackerel, Batman! He could be feeding it into the water supply right now!
That's it, Robin! That's where he'll be, in the city water plant!
Great thinking, Batman!
Quick, Robin! The Bat Car!
Just a minute, Batman! There's a hole in your tights.
What?
A hole in your tights.
Where?
Right there, at the back.
Oh, shoot! Oh, these are a brand new pair.
You must have caught them on something.
I must have been walking around like this all day. I must have looked stupid.
Have you got another pair?
No. I ruined the last one, swinging down on the mass marauders.
Well, listen, do you want to borrow a pair of mine?
No. No, you only wear yellow ones. It'd just look stupid with the rest of my suit.
Oh, come on, Batman.
Oh, shoot. It's so depressing. Do you know how much tights cost?
I always think it's worth the extra money to get run resistant.
I really don't feel like going out now.
Oh, come on. The Joker's going to contaminate the city's water supply.
I don't care. It's so depressing.
Have you got any nail varnish? You can repair it with nail varnish.
Hold this size. Oh, shoot, shoot, shoot.
Well, what about Superman? He wears blue ones.
But he's not my size.
Holy cow, Batman. What about Wonder Woman?
Look, I guess you could run up a pair. Oh, no, they're just a...
She's your size.
No.
She's always promised you that she'd lend you a pair if you ran out.
I'm staying in now.
I told you before. I can't go anywhere with you. I can't take you anywhere.
No.
You're always letting me down. I'm fed up. I'm leaving you. That's it. It's over.
Right, can I take your order?
Carol? Brian, have you decided?
I'll
order first. Can I have one Super Cowboy burger with the 100% pure Wild West beef?
Super Cowboy?
Red Indian barbecue sauce, wagon trade side salad, and saloon bar coleslaw on toasted peri buns. Carol?
I'll have the Empire States Building Special with 100% New York beef.
State Special.
Statue of Liberty dressing, Wall Street side salad, Manhattan melted cheese, and Yankee Stadium French fries.
Brian, what about you?
I'll try the Gangster Special.
Gangster.
With 100% bootleg beef, Prohibition melted cheese, the Scarface sauce, Protection Racket side salad, and Chicago French fries.
All right, thank you, sir.
Okay, Joe, 3 burgers and chips.
Before I joined up, I was in a dead-end job with no future. Bored out me tiny mind, I was. Then I saw this advert in the paper. Set me thinking. I thought, why not? Give it a go, you know what I mean? So I popped along to me local transvestite recruitment centre. Signed up for 3 years. Of course, at first we was all at sixes and sevens. Had no idea about colour combinations and matching accessories. But the Sarge soon put us right.
Beige and lavender! Beige and lavender! Beige and lavender clash! Don't they, Skinner?
Yes, Sarge!
What do they do?
They clash, Sarge!
You ain't got no panache, have you, Skinner? No haute couture? Pas de mode de dressage?
No, Sarge!
Exactement! So go up and change!
What into, Sarge?
What about that lovely little primrose thing what you never wear? That off-the-shoulder number with the lace trimmings?
I don't think it's really moi, Sarge.
Moi? Moi? I'll tell you what's moi, my lad. You ain't got no moi. Not till you've passed out.
Then, suddenly, it just clicked. The whole outfit got poise, deportment, how to sit proper and all that. Suddenly, we was all on vogue. Now I reckon we're the chicest battalion in West Germany. And moi, I wouldn't swap places with no one.
The Transvestites. If you've got it in you, we'll bring it out.
I'm a working housewife, and my husband's a young executive in a dynamic new company. Our lives are pretty hectic, and somehow these days we just don't seem to have the time to sit down and have a meal together. Even when I have the time to cook it, hubby never has the time to eat it. I tried ready-cooked food as a solution, but even that took too long. Now, Cooksons have solved my problem with their new range of ready-eaten food in a packet. Rich, wholesome dinners, just like Mum used to make. Pre-cooked and pre-eaten. Right now, I'm preparing the ready-eaten chicken dinner. I snip open the packet, and what do I find? Some chicken bones, some smears of gravy. Here's a couple of peas someone's left, and a half a potato. You just smear it on the plate, and then it's straight into the dishwasher. Super! Hubby doesn't even have to be here. It's a boon for me, and it's a boon for him. Cooksons, ready-cooked, ready-eaten, three-course dinners.
Harley Street, London, renowned throughout the world as a centre for specialised medicine. For years, the very cornerstone of established medical practice. But now, something sinister, something threatening is housed here in this small terraced building. For this is the practice of a man who calls himself Dr. Hypnosis. His real name, Dr. Hypnosis. He claims to provide hope for the otherwise hopeless. Is he a charlatan or is he a fake? With an open mind, I talk to him this morning. Dr. Hypnosis, essentially, what so-called services do you purport to offer?
Self-delusion. I hypnotize people into believing things that are not true.
Why?
To bring them happiness.
Can you give an example?
Yes. A man comes to me who wants to give up smoking. After a session with me, he still smokes as much as ever, but he believes he has given up. He smokes, but he no longer is aware he smokes.
Basically self-deception.
I alter people's perception of reality. This morning, a man came to me complaining that his sex life with his wife was inadequate. I cured him.
You hypnotized him into believing he's a great lover.
I hypnotized him into believing his wife is still there. She left for Australia 2 years ago.
But it doesn't stop there, does it? You also deceive people into believing they are no longer afflicted with diseases they still have.
I am selling happiness.
You are selling self-delusion.
Why then am I so rich?
Because you put the fluence on your bank manager. He believes you have £800,000 deposited in your account.
He believes he has landed a major client. We should not be slaves to reality.
But what about the irreparable damage, the heartache?
I don't know what you mean.
What about the case of the chronically short-sighted woman? You convinced her she could see without her glasses.
She's happy.
She walked off a cliff.
She's better now.
She's in traction.
She doesn't think she's in traction. She thinks she's relaxing on a beach in Barbados.
And still this whole scandalous affair goes on, as yet unchecked by the machinery of the law. Dr. Hypnosis. Is he a charlatan, a fake, a con man, or, as some people claim, a complete fraud? Open-minded, I talked with some of his so-called patients.
first, Barry.
I used to have a funny, squeaky, high-pitched voice, and people used to laugh at me. Now, Dr. Hypnosis has cured all that, and I'm really delighted with my new, deep, gruff, dark brown voicey.
Colin.
I went to the doctor, man, sure, because I had some strange things going on in my brain. I was really weird, you know, man, really weird. I had some really strange ideas, but I'm really okay now. I've really got it together. Now, like any normal guy, I'm really physically attracted to small, brown, deep-sea fish.
Bobby.
I used to suffer from megalomania. I had an overinflated opinion of myself. But Dr. Hypnosis helped me to accept myself for what I am. His Royal Magnificence, the mighty galactic emperor of the entire universe. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being ordinary.
Well, those are the facts. As a final test, I allowed myself to take part in one of his group sessions this morning. Hypnotic suggestion doesn't work unless you want it to work. It certainly didn't work on me. I'm still the same attractive woman I've always been. I'm still invisible. I still have the same magic flying shoes. And all the money I earn still goes to Dr. Hypnosis, as it always did. Dr. Hypnosis, is he a miracle worker or is he a genius? I leave it up to you.
Enjoying an evening on the town, and you've had too much to drink? If you're paralytic, pie-eyed, or just plain sozzled, why not stagger into the Maj Tahal Indian restaurant? We prepare the finest traditional Indian food for the gourmet who's boxed out of his brain. Talk too loudly, swear and shout a lot in the authentic atmosphere of the Orient. Savor the delights of our delicious tandoori cuisine, or better still, spill it all over our tablecloths. Insult our staff, flick onions at one another, and talk in a loud voice about Alsatians and how you know this restaurant where one was found in the fridge. The Maj Tahal Indian Restaurant. Indian food for the diner who smashed out of his mind. Within throwing up distance of this cinema.
Violence erupts in Hampstead as demonstrators clash with police. Full story, Carol Heyman.
And what started out as a peaceable demonstration has developed into a full-scale riot.
Make for the earth!
The demonstrators claim that they are the meat.
We're the meat!
And they want to know when they're going to inherit the earth. Sir, can you present your case on behalf of the meek people of the world?
Our case, pal! Our case, mate! Simple! Simple case! We've been meek for too long! And where's it got us, eh? Nowhere! Nowhere! But we're at the end of our rope! If we don't inherit the earth by Thursday, there's going to be bloodshed, mate. Bloodshed. We're meek. We're not looking for trouble. But if trouble starts, we'll finish it. Look at me. 20 years I've been meek. Inherit the earth? Don't make me laugh. I don't even own my own house. I haven't even inherited a bit of the earth. Not even a field. Well, we want changes across the board. We're meek.
This is Carol Heyman being attacked in Hampstead. And it's back to the studio.
Make for the earth.
Population getting high. People older when they die. Now it's time for us to try euthanasia. World resources getting low. Some of us have got to go. It's not suicide, oh no, it's euthanasia. Euthanasia, euthanasia, execute your brain, a mattress ride is even greater. Euthanasia, put your granny in the snow, 15 centigrade below, see how quickly she will go. Euthanasia, if you're over 45, then you shouldn't be alive. Find a rooftop, take a dive. Euthanasia. Euthanasia. Will the major execute your pain? Matricide
aggressive and great a euthanasia.
So unplug that heart machine, watch your uncle turn it green. You're not really being mean, it's euthanasia.
And if you're under five, listen, Superman can fly. And you can if you try, euthanasia. Euthanasia will amaze you. Execute your pain, but to shine and see the rain of euthanasia. Euthanasia.
Welcome to the Guildhall, London, where the Russian chess grandmaster Mikhail Dubček is taking on 8 of Britain's top club players in 8 simultaneous games of chess. To talk us through the matches, our chess expert Brian Southwood. Brian, how difficult is it for Dubček to take on 8 players simultaneously?
Normally, for a player of his calibre, no problem at all. The complication for Mikhail is that he's playing all the games blindfold.
Now this means he has to remember all the moves in each of the 8 games without ever seeing the boards. Is that possible?
Certainly. Blindfold chess is common practice at grandmaster level, although obviously it's very taxing mentally.
And now, Dubček about to make his first move in the first game. Brian?
Pawn to king 4, his favourite opening move.
And this rather striking figure strides confidently on to the second game.
Yes, he's playing black here, and in reply to his opponent's pawn to queen 4, he plays pawn to king's knight 3.
And on to game 3, where he's playing the white pieces again.
And he's moving knight to the table by the side of the board. Straight into his opponent's glass of water.
Is that a good move, Brian?
No. I think because of the blindfold, he placed the knight in the glass of water under the impression it was the bishop 3 square.
Well, he seems unconcerned as he strides confidently onto the fourth game.
And now... Now that was unfortunate. This time he's missed the pieces altogether. Instead, he's grabbed his opponent's nose and he's trying to force it down onto the queen 4 square. Probably it feels very much like a bishop.
He's certainly having some difficulty moving the nose, Brian.
Yes, but with a final tug, he smashes it confidently onto the board. Nose to queen 4. An interesting variation.
And this rather dashing young Russian moves boldly onto the fifth game.
And indeed, through the fifth game. Boldly onto the sixth.
Apparently his blindfold is causing him some problems, Brian.
Indeed. He's walked past games 6, 7, and 8, and he's now standing by the coffee hatch, ready to make his next move. And he's been served with a cup of coffee.
Brian, is it possible he thinks it's a chess piece?
I'm not sure. He's picking it up, ponders a second, allows himself a wry smile, and yet pours it contemptuously over his shoes. And now, with a majestic flourish, he strides confidently off the stage and disappears into the orchestra pit.
Brian, a good simultaneous display?
Not one of Dubček's best. Too little chess and too much clowning around.
Hello, this is Simon Malloy. Welcome to Critics' Corner. With me are Brian Southwood, Nick Maloney and Carol Heyman. And in Critics' Corner, we'll be looking at some of the programmes from the past 7 days on BBC Radio and Television. This week, let's start with Critics' Corner. Carol, if I can turn to you, what did you think of my introduction?
I'm sorry, Simon. I didn't like it. It's a well-tried formula. Welcome to Critics' Corner, Critics' Forum, Critics' whatever. And these are my guests, and this week we'll be looking at, etc., etc.
Mm-hmm.
It's hackneyed, it's cliché-ridden. We've become desensitised, I think, to this kind of introduction. Possibly I missed something, but I very much doubt it.
Interesting. Brian, can I ask you, what did you think of Carol's review of my introduction?
First, let me say, I don't like Carol. I like her reviews even less. This one was particularly abysmal. It was vapid, uninspired and lacking in substance. By all means, attack the introduction, which I personally found juvenile and trite. But don't fall into the trap of substituting abuse for wit.
Nick, what about you? Any impressions of Brian's critique of Carol's review of my introduction?
Well, if I can just echo Brian here, I don't like Carol either, and I hate her reviews too. But equally, I don't like Brian. I think he's a nauseating, self-important, obnoxious pinhead. I can't stand you, Simon, because you're fat. I hate the program, I loathe myself, I detest everything and everybody. But I'd like to hear it again before I really committed myself.
Here on Cliché, we care about the things that you care about. That's why we have an expert from the Ministry of Defence here. With his help, we're going to formulate a Cliché nuclear survival kit.
People of Britain, we are all aware of the possibility of a nuclear conflict. It is therefore imperative that you familiarise yourselves with the information I'm about to give you. One day, God help us, you may need it. In the event of a nuclear attack, you will hear this warning sound. Thank you.
That was Cliché, written by Rob Grant and Doug Naylor, with musical accompaniment by Pete Lingwood, and starring Carol Heyman.
Rich, wholesome dinners, just like Mum used to make, pre-cooked and pre-eaten.
Nick Maloney.
Just a minute, Batman. There's a hole in your tights. You must have caught them on something. I always think it's worth the extra money to get run-resistant.
Simon Malloy.
Hypnotic suggestion doesn't work unless you want it to work. It certainly didn't work on me. I'm still the same attractive woman I've always been. I'm still invisible. I still have the same magic flying shoes.
And Brian Southwood. With M1 rifles, automatic handguns and special training, we will help the Zebra to help themselves. Cliché. Cliché was produced in Manchester by Ron McDonnell.
Good night, Mr. McDonnell.
Well, that's all from Cliché for another week. The Cliché crowd will be back next week with more of their own particular brand of humour. Some of you may be interested to know that a Cliché record is available from most record stores, priced £4.99. A book of the series is also available, priced £3.50. Also, a Cliché small wooden bucket with a stainless steel handle is on sale at Ironmongers, price £5.49. The Cliché white plastic lavatory seat with highlights from the series printed round the edge is available from most plumbers, price £8.95. Also available from next Thursday, the Cliché African clawed frog on sale at most pet shops. And now look forward to some of the programmes coming your way. On Saturday at 8:30, the Claude Dubois Show with special guest star American singer Caroline O'Connor.
That's a lovely dress you have on tonight, Caroline. Well, Caroline, this is the time in the show when my special guest star and I usually sit on a couple of tall stools and sing a little song together.
Oh, gee, that sounds really great, Claude.
Yes, yes. The problem is, what are we going to sing?
Well, I'm not sure.
Caroline, you know what I'd really like to do?
No, what's that?
I would really like to sing one of your big hits.
Oh, no, really?
Yes, of course I would.
Oh, that's really sweet. Yes. Well, Claude, how about this one? I think you just might know it. This is a little hit of mine called A Song that Doesn't Rhyme.
A song that doesn't rhyme. But what?
I sing a song that doesn't rhyme, because my whole life's upside down, now you're not mine. I eat my breakfast in the evening and I go to bed at noon. You burst my
bloom. I don't know what are the words, Caroline. What am I supposed to sing?
Come back soon.
I don't know the words.
Okay, Claude, it's your turn.
Who, me?
Yeah, it's your
turn. A windy one. A wongy wongy.
Hey.
A wongy 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 wongy
wongy. What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm making it up.
Don't talk to me.
Dangle, dongle, dangle, wingle, wongle.
Listen, you're ruining my number one hit. This is a million songs. This might go. You're destroying my career. Listen, it goes like this.
What? What do you mean? It goes like what? You've just noticed that.
I sing a song that doesn't rhyme, because my whole life's upside down, now you're not mine. I eat my breakfast in the evening and I go to bed at noon. You burst my balloon. Oh, come back soon. Together now.
What? No.
Come on now. Yes, together. I sing my song that doesn't rhyme, because my whole life's upside down.
My mother's
I eat my breakfast in the evening and I go to bed at noon. You burst my
blood.
Come back soon. What are you doing?
That's not my words.
Listen, what are you doing? You ruined my song.
My words are better than your words.
You should have been at rehearsal.
You're not being paid to insult me.
What are you trying to do to me?
Well, Sasha,
listen, cut it. Excuse me.
You're not being paid for this. This is the last time you're ever on my show. I don't think you're going to get
that. I don't know who this person is.